I arrived there. They were very nice, and called me sir and all of this. We were taken into the warehouse and issued our gear. Then we were instructed to go to the barber shop. The barbers were very nice to you. They'd ask you how you want your hair cut, and you tried to tell them, and then it was zip, zip, zip. Okay, move out. That's it. And you had a clean head. We were trained to defend ourselves and to use our weapons, things of that sort. I was assigned to a platoon, and my drill instructor was one of the first men of color that was taught to train us. And they had instructed and told them that the Marine Corps had said that we could not do the job. So they were extremely tough on us, much more so than the ones who trained them, in order to prove that we could do the job. Before we left camp, our first sergeant paid us $21 and told us to not go over a 50-mile radius and be back for roll call the next morning. All of a sudden, I became homesick. So I went across the street at the bus station. I bought a one-way ticket to Kings Mountain, North Carolina, and roughly about 20 miles outside of Jacksonville. We were known as colored during that time. The colored Marines were in the back of the bus. So there was one big sergeant, over 6 feet, over 300 pounds. He came back and said, Come on up here with us. So we told him, no, everything's okay. We understood the segregated times and all of that. So he insisted. He literally pulled us up there, and we were sitting up there in the middle of the bus with them having a good time. The driver looked up and he said, those colored Marines are going to have to get in the back of the bus. So this big sergeant said, no, we're all Marines. We're having a good time. So the bus driver said, I said they would have to get in the rear of the bus. I'm not driving this bus until they move. So he pulled over to the side. When he did that, this big guy got up, went up to the driver, picked him up by the seat of his pants, and threw him off the bus. And he got underneath the wheel and drove the bus. When we got into the next town, he pulled into the bus station. There was a driver, the city police, the highway patrol, the MP, all there waiting. The military police told the city police, this is a military matter. We'll take care of it from here. So they took all of us, all the Marines around the corner. They said, now you guys know that you are still in the South, and you guys cut this out and go ahead about your business. Returned to Jacksonville after 70 some odd years. I was very moved by what the mayor said at the dedication. It really touched me when he spoke about the Montfort Marines and the city of Jacksonville then and now. It really affected me. It's a different place altogether.